You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara, Gufa, Chatzi Shir. Chatzi over here, Pashas, means anything under a shear. Right? There's a halacha mashmi Sinai that to be chayiv in Malkus, Paris, and so forth, you need a shear. Why? Because there's a din shiurin is a halacha mashmi Sinai. Now, it's all shiurin is a halacha mashmi Sinai. Lapdapkin eating. And start off with eating, it means there are other things too. How big a machitza could be from a sukkah, how much is a cheretz is metame, v'chulu v'chulu. Right? So, v'yeh chatzi shir, v'yechanayim ma'asim min ha'tayra, v'yishlokesh amar mutam min ha'tayra, machlokes. In other words, let's take Rishlok. Rishlok says, the Torah told us you can't eat chazer, you can't eat chaylev. How much you have Malkus for Chazer or Peres for Chaylev, Malkus 2, is Lacha Mashmi Sinai. So eating less than that, it should be not an Issa. That's what Shlokesh says. Rabbi Yechanan Asim HaTorah, Kivin the Chazi Litzteru, which is what we pass now, let's see Rabbi Yechanan. Kivin the Chazi Litzterufe, Isur Ka'achim. The words Chazi to be completed. In other words, let's first, there's a din called in eating, of kedei achilas pras. That means that when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat chaza, kazayas chaza, we have a lach mesinai, you don't have to swallow the kazayas at one time. You could take the duration of time. Now this is applicable to mitzvahs too. For instance, matzah. Right? What's the shir kedei achilas pras? The amount it takes to eat a portion of bread, which is not clear how much of bread. But so we're not doing a lach l'maisa, just we'll bring up a point. We'll see where it does make a difference is whether it's 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes. So by matzah, we're machmer. What does it mean, machmer? We want to make sure we get the mitzvah. So we do it under 4 minutes. Some people do 3 minutes, right? In other words, swallow, let's say a person doesn't swallow one kazayas at the same time. So if he eats a little, swallows, it's what makes sure the duration of time from the first swallow till the last. That's a person's hard for him to swallow up his eyes. It's a third of his eyes, a third of his eyes. I said within 3-4 minutes. Yom Kippur is the opposite, meaning on Yom Kippur, if a person is chas v'shalom, a diabetic or things that the doctor, there are people who have to eat on Yom Kippur. They have to eat. So, but they don't have to eat the whole amount. They can eat a small amount. So they eat koseves, that's the share. It's also kederchus ras. They eat whatever the share is, they have to ask a rav, and they wait 9 minutes between, you know, let's say the doctor says, let's say the rav tells them it's 2 ounces, just again, I don't know. So they can't eat those 2 ounces within 9 minutes. They have to go ahead and give, why 9 minutes? Because could be kedero pisos is 9 minutes. So in mitzvahs, we're machmeh to do it 4 minutes. In isurim, we're machmeh to do it over the duration of time. It comes out that this diabetic, this person who is not well, will eat over the duration of time. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Chazitz terufe." In other words, let's just make it a little more understandable. That let's say I go like this, and again, no offense, anybody's name is Yanko, okay. Right? Yanko. Yanko is a, I did not say Lashon Hara. I didn't finish my statement. Well, if I say he is a ganav, I didn't say that who it is. So I didn't say Lashon Hara. When I say Yankel is a ganav, and it, you know, whatever it is, it's not negeya, it's Lashon Hara, whatever it is. When I talk about the Shidduch, when I talk about the Makovnik, it's not negeya right now. So let's understand it's Moitzi Shemra, okay? Make it. So you're saying Yankel is a ganav. When did you do the Issa? When that is a Yanko is a Ghana. So it took it from 12 to 12:01 to say it. It's not a 12:01 is the Isser. The Isser is the duration from 12 to 1 because you need every part of it in order for it to become Lashon Hara. In eating, it's not a shot. If you eat a tenth of Gazai, a tenth of Gazai, a tenth of Gazai in 10 sittings, even though you did Kedar Chras, it's not the last tenth is the Isser. The Isser is all 10 together, right? Just, you're not over till you get to the tenth. So Rav Yochanan says, How could you go ahead and eat this first tenth of Gazayas? It's fitting to be complete and be part of the Is. Svara. Okay, now. Reish Lakish, Amar Mutmater, Achila Machman of Alek, that's not called eating. Mishra Melech explains. The Reish Lakish holds that when the Torah gave us Halacha Moshe Mitzvinai, the Halacha Moshe Mitzvinai is basically telling us what's Achila. We can hear it. Let's say your wife sees you. He says, what are you eating? And I'm a diet. I wasn't eating. I was so too little. What? Nibbling. I was nibbling too little things. I don't know that. It's not called eating. So that's what he says. It's not called achila. Ve'shlokesh, and Rav Yochanan says, because it's the rufe. So, achila machmur v'leka, eitzav Rav Yochanan shlokesh. Rav Yochanan brings a brisa. Ein li ala kol sheyesh no... But einish sheish nebazara, whatever is the einish has azara. Let me explain it also. This to just use the mashal. The Torah many whenever the Torah says a lav, the punishment is malchus, but not all the time. For instance, Torah says loisase melacha. What's the punishment for nadun melacha on Shabbos? We know it's skila, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk. Whereas if you wouldn't have a pasuk, you couldn't give skila. You have to have an oinus somewhere. If you look at the, for instance, Ben Sarim Mar, Gemara says Ben Sarim Mar gets punished first. He gets two. It's two actions. First time he does it, he gets malchus. The second time it is misa. But we know that's the oinus. But Azarim Enayim. Where's it saying in the Torah? Don't be a Ben Sarim Mar. So Gemara looks for a pasuk. So let's go to opposite. We know it says don't do malacha, right? However, what's the punishment? So we now have other places. Mechalala Amos Yumas. Now, what happens if a person gives a straw to someone? Don't be Mechal Shabbos or you'll get Malkus. What's the din? Either you know or you're going to say your own svar. So you don't know. The din is that's called lavanitan. Okay, so now you know. So lavanitan is as Mrs. Bezer. He's the machloekus. Can you get malchus if you get? But you could have situations where the lav is sometimes used in for something that's chayv misa, sometimes not. I'll give you an example. Just like we know abortion. Abortion is asa. Where does it say that? Nowhere in the Gemara. Gemara doesn't say abortion is also. A goy cannot, a ben noach is also by abortion. Gemara learns our pasuk in Parshas Noach. Shefech dam ha'adam, ba'adam dam yishafech. So Parshas Noach, shefech dam ha'adam, if you spill the blood of a human being, of a person, ba'adam through the means of an adam, bezdin, your dam will be yishafech. That person's dam. But the pasuk b'dam, adam, ba'adam is extra. I could have said, Shefech Dam Adam, Dami Shafach, we understand whoever Bezin takes care of it. So Gemara Dashin, Shefech Dam, Gemara Dashin, Shefech Dam Adam, Be Adam. If you go ahead and spill the blood of a person within a person, Ezu Adam Shu Ba Adam, have you ever said Uba Me Imai? That's a child, right? A fetus and an embryo in the mother's child. So that's the issue of abortion. So Tosfos mostly Shem say, if a ben noach is allowed to commit abortion, kol shkein we can't do it. It can't be that we have something that's muta to them itself. It can't be something that's also muta to us. Say it again. Mi ikamidi. Okay. So there's a din of mi ikamidi. Right? That's what Tosfos goes on. Mi ikamidi. Right? That's the cloud. Question is, what is the name of the issa? So this is a big, big machlokes in the Geber's man is there. Tefsaks. The Tefsaks, can you, Shemir Achim, nowadays you can be able to tell, can you go ahead and abort a Tefsaks? And that's a swallow, don't matter. Moshe was very against it. Again, it's Rebbe Nagair. Person has to ask. There are many places can, well, what's the shot? What was on Moshe's? Moshe said that it's with Sika. The shot is, the terrorists, we have a posik. That if you kill an embryo, you're potter for misa. But zuchanat mutter, like the Nebu says, you can't just take an embryo, throw him in the garbage. If you kill a trefa, you throw him in the garbage. You can't do that. However, what's the issa? So Moshe held, Moshe Feinstein, that's mamish ritzicha, except it doesn't have the punishment of ritzicha. Chatzi shir could be the same way. The Torah says, don't eat chazir. What does that mean, don't eat chazir? If you eat chazir, you'll get malchus. How much you have to eat chazir? Alocha Moshe Mesinai. Does that alocha Moshe Mesinai say anything underneath that is not the issa? Well, it's the issa, we're not going to get a punishment. In some Rishonim, the Tais Rishonim in Yuma's Mashma, you did an Issa, regular Issa. You did a lot. We just don't get the punishment. But since you could get the punishment, part of it is off. That's called Chazitzurve. So Reish Lakish, Rav Yechon, I'm sorry, asks from a Braisa. Let's take a look again. Eisuve Rav Yechon Reish Lakish. Engli kol shi Yeshna ba'oinish. Yeshna ba'zor. Whatever you get oinish on, like Kazayas, Yeshna ba'zor. Kvi, we'll leave Kvi right now. Kvi is a sopuk, kvi, a sopuk behem, which you eat. The chatzi shir, hoyel ve'ein ba'ein, since you're yachol ein ba'zor, maybe there's no issa, tamad lemba. That gimel, I guess, means the pasuk where it is. Kol chaylev. It says, kol chaylev, any chaylev. So kol chaylev tells us that chatzi shir is asur. Pashas, come on, pashas. This isn't lav, but you don't get punishment. Vishlak shans, midor abonin, for us, machtabalm. It's only, because kvi is the same thing. You don't need a pasuk kvi. Okay. The Tosis is bothered. 1 second. Rav Yechonin said a svara chazitz the rufe, and here he's being a brisa which says a pasuk. So is it the pasuk kol chaylev or is it a svara? Let's see Tosis. Tosis even the chaz the rufe isur kach tameli amayla kama mitayma debasama kol chaylev rabbi chatzir shir. Rav Yechonin yodala he brisa, he knows it. The Basamuch Kamasimina, he asks a kasha. Why does Rabbi Yechon have to come up with a svara? Tari says, it's a kasha here. You need a svara. Says so. Yesh Leimar, Dochi Yitzuch Le Rabbi Yechon Mefushe, Hai Taima, Mishum the Ime Kroh the Kochev, he said, and we'll see if there's enough Kamina, have a Mina, Ika Kroh the Kvi, maybe the Pasuk is coming for Kvi, Yitzuch, Vachatzi Shears with Arbanan, like Rosh Lakish answers, Yitzuch, In other words, the svara itself, the svara doesn't mean necessarily that's correct. You have a pasuk, but without the svara, maybe you'd say that's what the pasuk is referring to. So you need both. This is saying basically, the svara is being megal to you how to learn the pasuk. So the svara is chazitz terufin. So now that we know that, we go to Rambam. Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, okay. Oichol min haChametz Atzmoi Kol Shehu Hareza Ayra Shenema Lo Yeiachol Chametz. A pasuk of Parshas Boy. Va'af Apikein Ein Chayv Koras Akarben El Al Shir Shibizayis. Oichol Pachim Bizayis. But it's Makanei Samakas Marat. But the Rambam, whatever it is, the Rambam's telling us you can't eat a chotzi shir of Chametz. Why does the Rambam have to bring a pasuk? Right? Void kasha. You don't have to do the whole thing. The imakra ibkavalamina, the loyachal shirach, okay, whatever. The question is why need a pasuk, a special pasuk for chametz? What's the we know kolatar kulit is an issa of chatzishir. So why do you need a pasuk for? Okay, that's the kasha. Why does the Rambam? And the second question is, which others asked, what do you see from this pasuk chatzishir? Loyachal means let it be eaten. What do you see chatzishir? Okay, so we'll put that on the side meanwhile, and let's take a look at the next thing. A mishnah and beya. Sar, okay, everybody has that? Sar, all those that learned daf yomi, you learned it already. Okay, sar, the machlokes in the mishnah and beya. Sa'ar means What? An agent that makes like yeast type of thing. Sor is because Zayas, Chometz because Sevis. It should be Beis Shammai.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
They forgot to write the word Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is Sor because Zayas, Chometz because Sevis. The Sevis is twice as big as a Kazayas. So the shear for Chometz a Kesevis, Sor, which is an agent, right, that makes something like a yeast. And they still own a zebe zebe kazayis, both in the kazayis. So the machloek is if the shear of sa'ar is, or I'm sorry, chametz is kesevis or kazayis. Zok the Gemara. Oh, zok the Gemara. Itma nami. Itma, there's a little before that, but this is the maskana Gemara. Omar b'yesu hachanina, machloek is le'inin beer. As we know, there's an issa called bayirah bayimatz. That means one cannot own chametz. Or other situations, but basically means one cannot have chametz in his possession, which basically means is he owns it. Another time we'll talk about what if it belongs to someone else, what if it belongs to Yid, what if it's a cotton that he's taking care of. Okay? The machlokes is le'inyan bir. The shear of kesevis or kazayas is machlokes as bir. Bir means to obliterated, to destruct them. In by your own. By your own, and I was like this, basa b'chalav I'm allowed to have in my home with the rice. You have to bury it if you shouldn't come. Mostly surim you can have in, technically, there's no issa to have there. It's not an issa to have. Chametz, we know by your own, by your own. You have to get rid of it. You clean up your house. Avalim yachil, the rec holds ever zebek as ice. As far as achila, everybody holds its gedai, tanya nam achi. Okay. In other words, according to Beis Shammai says the shear of chametz to be over is that's called 2 ounces, and Basil says the shear is 1 ounce. So what's the machlokes? Machlokes is according to Beis Shammai, you're not over the issa until you have let's call it 2 ounces. And according to Beis Hillel, the machlokes is 1 ounce. What's the nafkamina between the machlokes? Practically speaking, what would you say? What? By rock. Yes, go ahead. Okay. Listen, we'll put that on the side. What's the practical machlokes? What? No. You have, if a person has one kazayas of chametz, so according to Beis Hillel, person purchases one kazayas of chametz, what's the din? He gets malchus. According to Beis Shammai, what's the din? It does not get malchus. Practical nafkamina. Do you get malchus or don't you get malchus? Let's turn the page. Pnei Yeshua. Now we're going to skip around a little on the Pnei Yeshua itself, even though it's short, but you'll see why. The Psachim Perk Mishahaya, the lava nitikla esehu. Gemara says, Bayura is a lava nitikla esehu. That's just, what is a lava nitikla esehu? A lava nitikla esehu means when the Torah tells us, you're not allowed to do something, but you, this is how to rectify it. Now, obviously, rectify doesn't mean you're a tzaddik necessarily, right? What means is, if you steal, you have to return. If you leave noiser, you have to burn it, right? The Torah says, if a person is ma'anis a woman and he has to marry her, yesterday's parsha, and the din is, he's not allowed to divorce her. So if he does divorce her, he has to remarry her, unless he's a kohen, obviously. But so that's a lava nitikla say. Lava nitikla say, you don't get malchus. It learns out, yesterday is the parsha we learn out malchus from, has to be doima to choysam rabbedisha, choysam shor bedisha. So it has to be a lav shesh b'maisa and a lav that's not nitikla say. By the way, we know that in order for a person to become pasul le'edus, he has to be over a lav that has malchus. If he does something that's not malchus, so it's in a different cat. It's a lower category. He doesn't become pasul le'edus. So the Tumim says if he's over a lav and itikal asay, he is pasul le'edus. Because intrinsically, it is a lav sheish ramaisa and should give malchus, but a special thing, you don't get malchus. It's a big deal. But that's called a lav and itikal asay. Now, so, in the Gemara, it's mashma that Bayra is a lava nitikal asay. Why? Because if one has chametz on Pesach, what does he have to do? What? Yeah. What does he have to do with the raisa?
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Right? Not necessarily a sreifa. He has to get rid of it. Why?
Tashbisu.
Tashbisu. Right? So there's a lav and there's an essay. That's the pashup shot. Pashup shot's a lav and it's a klesay. And therefore, Tosfos says you don't get malchus. It's a lav and it's a klesay. So, Melo, Frekta Pnei Yeshua, what's the practical nafkamina between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel? If a person purchased a kazayas of chametz, Beis Shammah says you didn't do anything wrong. Beis Hillel says you do. Malchus you don't get because it's a lav and it's a klesay. The Shammai says it's also anyway because Chatzi Shir also in a Torah. So what's the practical nafkamina? Even if you say that the Shir is a Kosevis, 2 ounces, let's call it, it's Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah. Who? What's the difference? Joel has been in this Shir so long, he already knows me. The what? Joking. We'll see what he gets. But he had a kasha. Still, Chatzi Shir is also min ha-tayru. Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Let's take a look. The Psachim, the Lava Nitra, Void Lav Shein B'maisa, we'll talk about if it is a Lav Shein B'maisa, it's not a Lav Shein B'maisa. Yef Shalom, in came the Lord. My plea, get back to Shammai Selim, Shirin. Okay, let's leave it right now. Okay, let's leave it right now. So he says, maybe, I'm not going to read the words because we'll see, he adds in a few words which needs explanation. Let's just read the first few words. Maybe this whole din of Chatzi Shir is only in Achila. You find, and the Gemara talks about Chatzi Shir b'Achila, but maybe that's what it is. Okay? So, the Chacham Tzvi says this, the Rav of Amsterdam, Yesh Loimar, you know Rabbi Robag from Brooklyn, so he was the Rav of Amsterdam. Wow. So whenever my Shrei used to see him many years ago, he said, what's Machta Chacham Tzvi's replacement? He was like a Goyen Adar, you know, the 1600s. Yavitz's father. Yesh Loimar. The shiny, so he finds this Nakuda too. Shiny Issa Achila, the Islam Kra, the Kol Chaylov, Kid Issa Beresh, Peg Basit Yuma, Vakar Tirtsu Tes from Lamai Itzach Svara, Vakra, Ulafiza Bechol Shari Sure Toira, Kigoin, Hatoilish, Sar Echad Benazir. A Nazir is now allowed to tear off two hairs. What if he tears off one? Is that called Chatzi Shir? So say, yeah, why not? Okay. So he says, no. Oy b'Shabbos. Yeah. Let's say the Shiurim in Shabbos. Right? You have to, two hairs, you have to do this big, this mouth. Or about Sipach, Smikashir. There's a whole parak. A whole parak that says that this is the Shir for this type of thing, this is the Shir for that type of thing. In Hilchos Shabbos, and you might see. Right? You might see this, you might see that. So he says, Ein boy is a Torah klal. The time of the chazit zerufa lechud lomahani, I it's chazit zerufa. And another tears off one hair, and then he tears off another hair. He's chayiv. Doesn't have to be simultaneous. There are certainly surim that you have to do right away. We'll talk about that another time. But lechayra, you have to do it over time. In fact, who says it has to be within a few minutes? Maybe you can another takes off one hair, takes off another hair 2 days later. Maybe he's chayiv. But he said, but since the pasuk is called chaylev, so even though you're using the svar l'chazit zerufay, maybe it's only to call chaylev, which is isur achila.
What about bitlay? What about bitlay? We want to know chaylev between Beishama and Beis Hillel. It's anyway lavanit l'vasei, but there's a concept of getting malchus by lavanit l'vasei by bitlay kimei velakimei.
Okay, so you have about 2-3 weeks to get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. You have to learn the Gemara's about that. That's a good point. So obviously he's asking because according to one man damra, and we have to know what the Pesach Halach is, it's not going to come out. It's a whole sugya in Marcus and so forth. We'll see. You know, you're there. Okay. Inami, yesh loima da'afta b'koli surin pachlik she'en nami also minat. Hayna b'davka ba'oysa ma'isa she'machshiva lo'oysa pachos mikashir. In other words, there's a cloud called Achshavei. Shemar uses itself. And you find in Yishayim and Dola Achayim the Svara. I'll tell you a very interesting thing that was said by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter when he was 9 years old. So if you think it was just a Baal Musa, you'll see who he was at 9. There's a question like this. What happens if you eat? The Gemara says if you eat something shaloi gederach achila, not a normal way. You take a piece of chaz and you wrap it up with bark, wrap it up with shmat, and you eat it. It's not the normal way of eating. It doesn't have the same taste as eating. The person says, it's not eating. It's more, it says, your potter could be even mutter midrash. That's sure. So the Mishra Melech has a shayla. What about a mitzvah? What if you do a mitzvah in such a way? You take matzah, you wrap it with a piece of bark, you know, and you eat it. Are you making the mitzvah or not? That's it. It's not clear what the shayla is. Maybe it's not called achila. Maybe mitzvahs, we don't care about that term achila. Just, you don't care about the unknown. As long as you got into your system, that's good. A shayla. So, the Shah Melech asks the following question. The Tosfos that we've done many times. The Tosfos says the first year they came into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't eat matzah, because all the grains were chadish. So since all the grains were chadish that year, they couldn't eat matzah. In fact, the Shah Melech, they should have taken the matzah, wrapped it with a grain. You're not over the issur of chadish, but you get the mitzvah of eating matzah. It's a Shah Melech's kasha. So before Solanta, somebody asked him this kasha when he was 9. On the spot, he says, the Rosh and Shavuos. Mr. Gemais, he said like this. Gemais is a Shiloh. If a person makes a shvua that he won't eat, and he eats dust, is that called eating? Okay. Maybe the Goinim have a girsa. If a person says, so Pashas, well, it's not called eating, it's dust, right? The Goinim have the Shiloh is the following. This is their girsa. Person says, I will eat, and he eats dust. So the Goyim explained, because since he made a shvua to eat, and now he's eating this, he sort of marshaled this into eating because he wants to be mekayim shvua. He gives it credence. So Yisrael Salanta says, how could you dichotomize and say what you just did? It's called eating, right, as far as matzah, but it's not called eating as far as chodesh. If it's eating, it's eating. It's marshaled it. So he's saying also this way. He's saying, when do I say chatzishir? Chatzishir is not a ma'isa. But if I'm eating it, like we said, the mushroom with your wife catching it, nibbling, right? You're eating it. There's a reason you're nibbling, right? Because you want to really taste it. Such a, right? Masha'en came pulling out a hair. That just means a person happens to, it's a nervous twitch. He pulls out a hair. So one hair is not an issa. It has to be akshavay. So basically he's saying is, it's only shaykh ba'achila, and therefore, we don't apply to Bayura. That's what he's saying, basically, also. Okay, now, let's go to the next Gemara. Maskifla, the Gemara says like this. Gemara is a havamin. The Gemara says that you're allowed to be Bayura in such a way, this way. So Gemara says, what does the Bryson mean to say? So Gemara says, you're Bayura less than a shear. Then it's not an Issa. Maskifla, Rav Yosef, v'chim muta la'afos pach shear. We know you can't cook a gregris. On Shabbos, you can't cook a certain amount, right? That's called cooking. Personal baking, whatever it may be. This is baking. Office is technically baking. So the Gemara says, is a mutter to bake less than a shear? That's Gemara's lash. Zokt Rashi, v'chi mutter l'afo is pochus mikashir. Nihi the chi of chatas leka, even though there's no chi of chatas. Isur mi yiko. The kaim alot, chotzi shir, osa min atayri. The perk baso, the yuma, v'echik tani, b'ru l'chatchil. How could you tell me you're allowed to be b'ru less than a shear? Not just use that example. But a kuponim, you see from the Mishra Melech, look at the Mishra Melech, let's say the Mishra Melech, Shir Atzah Nemer B'Sef Perkla Godel, the Prokam of Vayim, because Shir and Shinemer, you have everybody has it, Shinemer B'Sef Shabbos Gabe Lamites Tal Melochis, Udavka Lechi of Chattis, Ava Isma Torah Ika Af Mepochus Mikashir, Kaimelon Chotzi Shir Asum in Atayra, Ein Kos of Rash Perkla Godel, Now, Aleph Hey is the Magia in the Mishnah Mela. In the Lamda Shay Yeshivish circles, I knew him as the Magia in the Mishnah Mela. Same as Yaakov Puli. He became famous in the last 50 years because they put out his sefer called Yalkut Ma'am Loyas. It was translated to English. So now I've heard people say, oh, this is the Yalkut Ma'am Loyas. But when we were younger, he was called the Magia of the Mishnah. So he says, Ubitshuvas Ma'am Chab Tzvi, Ma'arainu Rab Tzvi, Hevi Taisvis Berg Basa Yumer Sugi Chotzshir, Shekosvit Itzah, Chabiachan Taimed Chazit Zufay, Afagav the Itzah, Rabui the Kocher, Vesim, Ulfiza Bakol Shai Surya Tarek Gagoin, Hatayla Sa'echa, Benazir Shabbos, Maitse, Ain bo isa terkla. The time chazir b'chud lo ma'ani atkan. V'loy zocha divrei Rashi. Before Rashi, not that way. Now, the esem, it's more than Rashi if you think about it. If the Gemara, if Rashi wouldn't say chotzi shiosim in the Torah, how would you not pshat in the Gemara? The Rabbanan mechatayisli for the Gemara to be machadish isa chotzi shiosim in the Rabbanan mechatayisli. So pasha, it's a Gemara, it's like Rashi says. That's the kasha. Okay, so now. Let's go back a second. We're not going to get up to what Tuli said, but going back to the thing of Chazilitz to Rufet. How did you understand Chazilitz to Rufet, Tuli, to what you were saying, the words? So if you do it the last minute. So Tuli was Machavant, is illustrious, very illustrious. The word grandfather. Was that? If anybody doesn't know, until he's, we have to give him a shlishi next week. So anyway, right. So Rabbi Kivega says yes, and we'll see what's his right. But there are other ways of learning too. Pnei Yeshua says a meridik of heart. Let's go back to the Pnei Yeshua, where he says miyu, the next to the last line. Now, the Chamsi said it, but for different reasons. What's his reason? The Nihi the Hanas May of Leka Hanas Groinai Mia Ika. Even though his intestines don't have pleasure, but his throat has pleasure. What does he mean?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.